Tanya for Chav Zayin Tishrei, the 27th of Tishrei, is Negeret HaKedesh Simon Chav Hei, Negeret HaKedesh 25. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the Baal Shem Tov's teaching that the world has to be created constantly by the 10 utterances with which God created the world originally. And therefore, there has to be a constant, there is automatically a constant involvement on the part of the Shekhinah, on the part of God, with every creation, including also the lowest, the inorganic substances of this lowest world. It is known to those who study Kabbalah. Kitvar Hashem nikra b'shem Shekhinah b'loshan rezal, that the word of God and Shekhinah are used interchangeably. So the sages will refer to the word of God as the Shekhinah. The Kabbalists, the Zohar, refers to the word of God as Imotato, the lower mother, Umatronisa, and the queen. Ubefrat Bezesh Pasha Ve'ezo, and particularly in the Zayat, in Pasha Ve'ezo, we find this expression, Matronisa, the daughter of a king or the queen. Lefi Sheikh and Umislabish bin Avrayim Lahachayesa. Why is the word of God called Shekhinah and mother or queen or daughter? Because the word of God is that part of God that is clothed and that is contained within the creation in order to give life to creation. Ubeloshen hamekubolim nikra b'shem malchus, and in the language of the Kabbalists, that part of God that is clothed within the world is called malchus. Why malchus? Al shem dvar melech shiltin. Because a king governs and rules through his word, through his speech. So the word of God is called God's kingdom, God's kingship, because a king rules through his words. And there are also other reasons known to those who study Kabbalah. Yesh bechino madreges malchus datzilus and malchus debriyo. There are also, it is known that there are levels of godliness. Within malchus, because there's malchus of atzilus, there's malchus of briyo. Upirish malchus datzilus. What is the level of malchus datzilus? Hudvar Hashem Hamachayu Mahavin Nishomes Hagdeles Shehein Ubechinas Atzilus. The word of God that gives life to the great souls that are souls of Atzilus, Kamei Nishmas Odom Harishon, as for example the soul of Odom Harishon, that word, that utterance that gives life to those Nishomes, that is Malchus of Atzilus. It says by Adam, "Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim," that God breathed into him a living soul. So that breath, that word, that is malchus datzilus. Ukamei nishamis ha'aviz v'hanaviim kiyetzibahen, or also the souls of the patriarchs and the prophets and other such great souls. Shehoyu mekovel Hashem mamish, they were literally a chariot, a vehicle for godliness. And completely bottle, non-existent as individuals, as independent beings, but completely bottle to God. As it says concerning Moshe, and to some degree true of all the prophets and the patriarchs, that God spoke through Moshe's throat. So those kinds of souls, v'chein kol ha'neviim u'bali ruach ha'kodesh, and also all the prophets and those who had ruach ha'kodesh, Hoyokeu v'dibur ha'elye mislabish b'keilon v'dibur ha'mamish k'mesh kosov ha'arizal. So these kinds of souls were created from the word of God that is on the level of Atzilus, and that is called Malchus d'Atzilus. U'malchus d'b'riyo hu d'var Hashem ha'machayu ma'hava ha'nishamiz v'ha'malochim sh'be'ilum ha'b'riya. Malchus de Bria is what is the word of God that creates the souls on the level of Bria, and also angels in the world of Bria. She'ein ma'ilosim k'ma'ilos ha'atzilus v'chulu. Their level is not as great as the level of Atzilus. U'malchus d'asiyah, and then in the lowest world, the malchus of the world of Asiyah, hu'dvar Hashem ha'machayu ma'haves elam hazeh b'kuali. Malchus d'asiyah is the word of God that gives life and existence to this world in general, ad yaseid ha'ofar v'hamayim asher mitachas la'aretz, including also the earth and the water that is below the earth. In other words, the lowest levels. And so the Alter Rebbe is going to conclude that even something that is unholy, even that which is ungodly, must contain the word of God that gives it life and existence at all times, and that is also called Shechina in the language of the sages. And therefore it is correct to say that even in an unholy place the Shechina rests or dwells or is clothed. Only it is there against its will, so to speak. It is an exile there, but it must be there in order for it to exist. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 27th of Tishrei, for Chav Zayin Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that HaTeda v'hamitzvahs makifes es chayi ha'odam miyayim gichei mebeten imei. Teda and mitzvah surrounds a person's life, envelops a person's life from the day he comes out of his mother's womb ad eis p'kudase, until his appointed time when he passes away from this world. U'ma'amides eisei b'keren eiza, and the Torah and the mitzvahs place him in a place of light, b'seichel body, with a healthy understanding, u'v'kinyan mides nailes, and in the acquiring of lofty character traits, v'hanhoges yishores, and righteous conduct. Leirak ben Adam lamokim, not only between the person and God, elagam ben Adam lachaveri, but also between man to man. Ki hamesnayig al pi hateira v'heirois chazal, because the person who conducts his life according to Teira and according to the instruction of the sages, who chai chayim u'ushorim begeshem uveruach, he lives a rich life, both physically and spiritually.